Commercial Christmas tree harvest has already peaked. A third of the Christmas trees sold in the United States are grown in the Pacific Northwest. Tom Bonsi reports on the challenges tree farmers face this year.
The holidays might bring warm thoughts of twinkling boughs and fragrant smells, but at the evergreen source, it's more like a noisy battle zone. This helicopter is lifting Christmas trees off of hills in southwest Washington state that trucks can't get to. A lot of large growers use choppers to move trees fast. That includes Mark Steelhammer, a tree farmer with a tough name to suit a tough business.
Yeah, helicopters are around $600 an hour plus, but they move a lot of trees, probably 1,000 trees in an hour at least.
The heavy lifting is not the hardest part, at least not this year. Steelhammer is nervous about shipping prices and truck availability.
With the hurricanes back there, it's good they when it happened, it probably happened that early and not just a month or so ago. But they are still using a lot of trucks, of course, to bring supplies in for that, so we're competing with that.
There's the daily battle to get fresh trees to market, and then there's a larger war to recapture market share from artificial trees. Steelhammer is president-elect of the National Christmas Tree Association. He says tree growers are stepping up the offensive against fake trees by donating money to a special marketing fund.
I have a real hard problem with thinking about tradition with young kids, especially going to a store and getting the boxed up plastic one that came in from China, you know. And anyway, I like that real branches, real needles, and real smell, you know.
He says artificial trees present a serious threat. They now grace about 1 in 3 households. The fake tree doesn't cost much more. It might even come with lights built in. Local growers have another challenge, a swelling inventory of Christmas trees. Steelhammer says a surplus developed because many tree farmers responded to the recent decade of good prices by planting more seedlings. Now wholesale prices are sinking, anywhere from 5 to 30%.
Prices have come down a little, and we'll still make good money. Those that have watched their operating expenses, etc., over the years and not gone out and gone too crazy on big new equipment and stuff, we'll do fine, you know.
Soft prices for wholesalers probably won't translate into a deal for you. That's because the increased cost of trucking offsets the lower price retailers pay to acquire trees. Rochester, Washington tree grower John Tillman figures he'll be all right, too, as long as he keeps up his frenzied pace. He works pretty much nonstop from early November to the second week in December, cutting, baling, and shipping Christmas trees.
And we cut them at the last moment. It's like the truck is cutting, coming tomorrow.
A truck that will take these noble firs to Fresno. Earlier, his crew filled a refrigerated container destined for Hong Kong. Tillman praises noble fir for looking fresh at Christmas, even when cut early in November.
The main thing is just to always have a fresh cut in the bottom and put it in water stand. If you keep them in water, out of the direct sun, the retailers, we hope, don't store them on the asphalt, things like that. Especially the nobles. The nobles will stay good and fresh for quite a while.
Tillman says some loads destined cross-country stop at an ice factory to get a frosting of crushed ice. It keeps the needles moist as it melts. And with that, Tillman begs off to repair a bulky baler.
I got to actually run
yeah.
to the hardware store.
Okay.
So little time and 27,000 trees to harvest. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi. Mm-hmm.